This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3024 for Thursday, the 5th of March, 2020. Today's show is entitled, A Funny Thing Happened the Other Day. It is hosted by MRX, and is about 4 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, describing a funny thing that happened the other day.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. My name is Mr. X, and welcome to this podcast. As usual, I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for making this service available to us all. It's truly an invaluable service on these here intertubes. HPR is a community-led podcast provided by the community for the community. That means you can contribute too. Why don't you pick up a microphone or your phone, some sort of audio recording device, I'm sure you've got something about, and record something. I'm sure we'd all like to hear it. If we all contributed something, there'd be plenty to go around, and we wouldn't be short of shows. Go on, give it a go. You know you'd like it. If I can do it, so can you. So me and Mrs. X were sitting in the living room on the sofa, and I thought I heard something, and I said, "Do you hear that?" Mrs. X said, "What?" I said, "Listen." I don't hear anything, she said. I said, "Listen again." And I heard this noise. And my first thought was, well, maybe it's a small bird or something that's been hurt, because we have windows that at the front and the back of the house, and from a bird passing through, it looks like it could look like it's that they could just fly straight through. And we've had a number of bird strikes on the windows over the years. So I got up and I walked to the front of the house and I had to listen. Couldn't hear anything. And I walked back to the sofa again. Sat back down. And it must have flown away, I said, or something like that. Then I heard it again. I said, "Did you hear that?" Mrs. X said, "Yes." "What was it?" I said, "I don't know. It sounds like a bird. So maybe it's at the back of the house." So I got up. I walked to the windows at the back of the house. It's quite a small living room, really. And I had a listen. I couldn't hear anything. And I said, "Oh, that's strange." So I walked back to the sofa, sat down, ready for some evening viewing. Then I heard it again. "Where's that coming from?" "Maybe it's coming from the kitchen," Mrs. X said. "So, okay, well, maybe it is." So I got up. I walked to the kitchen. I had a listen. Nothing. Or actually, no, I heard it very faintly. That's strange. But I couldn't see anything. I had to look outside and through the windows, nothing at all. I walked back to the sofa and sat down. And there it was again. What on earth is that noise? And I got up. And I walked halfway between the sofa and the kitchen. There's a kind of wee table next to the door, and I stopped. There was that noise again, but this time it was louder. How can that be? So I looked down at my feet, and there was the dog's basket. There was a dog with its left nostril crushed against its bed. Problem solved.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.